Hello, this is 5JKL of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast of Clyde's Weird Stuff. I'd just like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Now that's weird.
Well, yes, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that music and you'll know that it signals my next guest. The lady you voted for as the most popular guest for 2006 here on the show. And honestly, so many emails. We get more emails in her hour than we get in any other hour on the show. But please, don't tell her anymore, because not only will she get so big-headed, but she'll start wanting a fee. I'm only joking. She's with me as usual. Bless her. Elizabeth, good evening.
Hi there, Ross, and hello to everyone that's listening, and really happy, happy new year to you all.
And how do you feel about being voted the most popular guest?
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed? I would think you'd be very happy.
Oh, Oh, yes, of course I'm happy, but I couldn't believe it, actually. But there we are, you know. I thought, what?
You literally had hundreds and hundreds of votes. I was absolutely amazed. It started off being a fairly close thing between David Icke and, I can't remember the third one, I think it was Nick Pope. And then all of a sudden the votes started coming for you, and I thought, my God, has she put something up on her blog or something? And they started piling in.
No, I didn't put anything on the blog. In fact, I didn't give it a thought. I saw an email from your site, and then I thought, I wonder who I would vote for. And then the thought just went away, and it was a real shock, actually. Honestly, it was a real shock to hear the news, but a pleasant one, you know. It's lovely, actually.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it shows you're wanted, doesn't it? Last year it was won by Marion Dompierre-Jeans, one of our regular clairvoyants we have on the programme. And she got some quite a lot of votes this year as well, but not enough to get her up there in the top four. So unfortunately she didn't make the top end of it this time, but she did very, very well. But there were a lot of votes mixed across a lot of people. We had quite a few votes for JJ Hertak, quite a few for Lionel Fanthorpe. We had a lot of Terry Pratchett votes come in. So there was some good voting this year. Very, very pleased with it. Anyway, for those that haven't heard you before, explain how the ESP and telepathy test works.
For all those out there that haven't joined us before, basically I think the first point of it all, and the most important, I think, for as far as I'm concerned, is that everybody that's listening is relaxed and not thinking about what we're trying to do. So they need to relax, just kick back, listen to the show, and take a pen or pencil or chalk, anything that you can write with loosely in your hand. Hold it above some paper, and then throughout the next hour or so, less than an hour actually, Ross, isn't it? If anything comes through to you, just draw it, write it down, and then get back in touch with us, and we'll see at the end of the hour who's right, who's got it. Let's hope somebody does tonight.
Mm. Now, if you do it the way I do it, I do it slightly different to Elizabeth, as you know, if you are a regular listener to the programme. I tend to look into the computer screen, just sort of half close my eyes and listen to Elizabeth's voice, and a picture will suddenly jump up on what they call the third eye inside your mind. So try that. If you think you know what it is that Elizabeth has been thinking about, drop us a line now, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Let us know what it is, and let's see if you've got the gift of ESP and telepathy. Now, one of the first subjects I want to talk to you about this evening, Elizabeth, is exactly that, ESP and telepathy. Much of my work with Phantom or Fraud has shown that telepathy seems to play a big part in how people communicate with spirit. What's your own feelings on ESP and telepathy?
It's interesting that you've raised the subject tonight, and this isn't staged for all those listening. I have no prior knowledge to that question or that issue for discussion. But I've been working today very hard on a program for tomorrow, because I'm going to meet with some people tomorrow and go through some sort of techniques, basically, I think we could call it that, to enhance their psychic development and psychic ability so that they can join Haunting Breaks and work basically as a psychic within the teams. And my take on it is this: I think that ESP, telepathy, and communication with spirits is all interlinked because of a basic tenet, and that is that we need to allow our natural gifts to come through. In today's world, it's so difficult. I believe it's becoming more and more difficult. However, I do believe that we are approaching a time where it's not going to be difficult. But today, 2007, I'm afraid, I'm predicting, will be just as difficult as it's been in the last 50 years. Because we're so busy in our lives, and because our brains are really concentrating or pushing on the left-hand side of our brain, I think we tend to be concerned about earning money. I mean, don't get me wrong, everybody needs to live. It's a very, very busy life that we all lead. It's all about stuff. Electronics, equipment, working, have I got the shopping, have I done this? You know, young people, old people, all together are busy, busy, busy. What that does, it does away with our natural gifts. It hides them, if you like. It keeps them buried. And we need to give ourselves some space within ourselves, within our own psyche, to allow that natural ability to come through again. It's been buried, but I don't think it takes too long, you know, to get into some habits, we'll call them habits, to be able to enhance the psychic ability that we all have within us. And that, once that comes through, you'll be amazed at, people may call it coincidence, but, you know, try it. Try being still for a moment and then see how your telepathy evolves. It's natural, it's innate, it's in all of us. It's a gift we all have from birth, but it's nurtured out of us. So I think the importance of, firstly, being still enhances the psychic ability, it enhances telepathy, ESP, and that in itself then creates our ability to communicate with other beings.
And do you think as we get closer to the Earth, I mean, I've been a long believer in that energy lines from the Earth's own geographic fault lines are actually helping us, if you like, by transmitting electromagnetic energy, which triggers some of those gifts. Now, do you think people, if they get closer to the Earth, are going to find it's easier to work on their ESP and telepathy gifts?
Yes, I would agree with that. I would tend to look at it sort of more globally, really, not just the Earth. I see the whole of the universe as one big issue. We're all interrelated, all the stars, all the planets, and I think that in itself, it's just, I'm agreeing with what you're saying, really, but you use the term Earth. I tend to use a broader term, so the universe. We get closer to the universe, then we will be able to see our true potential, which is, I believe, none of us can even imagine what potential we have innate inside us, you know?
Mm. No, I agree. And I think it's very important as well, what you say about the relaxing. Now, I've always had a problem with relaxing, unwinding, meditation, which you need to be able to develop these gifts, I think. And I'm one of these people, every time I try to meditate or concentrate, I start thinking of the shopping list, what I've got to do, whether I wash the car, whether the car needs filling up, whether I need to go shopping. Do you find that, or do you find it's actually quite easy to relax?
Zone, I call it zoning. I mean, yes, I lead a very busy life, but I leave time. I create time. I think it's important, you know, to be aware that you need to create. You need to make that space for yourself, and you need to use different techniques. There's so many techniques on the market at the moment. But sitting still in a still room, maybe you need some vibration, some music, or some smell. I don't know. Different techniques work for different people. But believe me, unless as individuals we'll practice that or get to go back to, because I believe that's been practiced for centuries, unless we get back to basics. Oh, God, I sound like a politician. No, sorry, didn't mean that. But you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to struggle, you know? Our lives are not going to be worth living. The quality of our lives comes from making some stillness in them.
Indeed. Okay, I've just got the first email in for you, Elizabeth. It comes from Graham in Glastonbury. He says, "Hi, Penny. I'm just listening to Elizabeth as she talks. Is she slim, petite, long hair maybe, dark, at times maybe two-tone? And also, I have just drawn a heart, or if I turn it upside down, something else. Lots of love, Graham."
I've got very short hair because my hair fell out. Well, was falling out because of some treatment I had. No, I'm not dark. I have very dark eyes. Jewish looking, really. That's about it.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like matching up here. He's looking there. He's drawing a heart as well. My God, what's going on here? Right, we're going to take a break. Elizabeth is my guest, as usual, in this point of the program. She'll be back with us in just a few minutes' time. If you've got any questions for Elizabeth, or if you think you know what it is, she's channeling out into the ether this evening. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Get in touch with the show right now. It's me, Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird.
Get interactive. Call us now on 0871 email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. You can also text 850 10, type the word studio, leave a space, then your message. For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard to get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. At Clearview Digital Print, we understand how important your company image is. You want to attract new customers, stay ahead of the competition, and keep your costs down. We provide a high-quality, full-color print and design service at prices and in quantities that allow you to stay competitive. No more boxes of out-of-date brochures, just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio? If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed on...
Hi, this is your old pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Well, any of you that listen regularly know that a lot of strange things happen on this show when I'm doing it, but this one's got to be one of the stranger ones. I was chatting away to Elizabeth there, and we stopped for the break. I put my headphones down on the desk, as I do, so that she knows there's still a feed going through. And all of a sudden, my phone started ringing. I thought, how did it ring? I thought somebody on the end of it. And it was the same number displayed. And I thought, this is weird. And it's Elizabeth. And apparently what had happened is somehow or other, the phone had hung up, and she was ringing me back. Elizabeth, how's that phone line now?
Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah. Very strange. I heard a strange voice before the phone went off.
Oh, how weird. That's, you see, weird things happen in this show, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it seems to be, doesn't it? I don't know. That was really weird. Anyway.
Very, very strange indeed. Right, let's just remind people again. We're doing an ESP and telepathy test this evening. Just run us through it very quickly again so people know what they've got to do.
Don't think about what I'm thinking about. Don't pay any attention to it at all. Get a pen or pencil, hold it loosely in your hand above some paper, and whatever comes to mind, jot it down or draw it, and then get in touch with us and tell us what you think it is.
Okay, and you can send that to studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. That's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Send it to Penny, Mrs. Email, and just say to her, I think I know what it is that Elizabeth is thinking about this evening. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about with you this evening, Elizabeth, is space travel, aliens, UFOs, this sort of thing. And the reason for it is that, as you know, a new telescope has been sent up into space over the Christmas period, which is supposed to be looking for life in other universes, probably further afield than we've ever looked before. Now, surely we can't be the only planet in the whole universe or in the multi-universes that's got people on it, can we?
Well, no, of course not. I've always believed from very, very young age that was life and is life on other planets. The logic doesn't apply, really, does it? Even if you cut out right brain thinking and spirituality and angels and other life forms, if you look at it logically, there are billions of stars in the universe. why would our planet be the only one that supports life? It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's going to be interesting, actually, when we talk to my third guest this evening, Nita Grant, because I know she's got some very strong thoughts on this. But over and above that, the American government have now decided that they're planning to put a base on the moon in the year 2020. Now, many people I know who listen to the show listened to Bart Sibrell a little while ago and believe, like I do, that the 1969 moon landings never actually took place. Now, this is going to be interesting, because if they do go to the moon, if they get there before anybody else, they can surely wipe out any evidence, couldn't they?
They certainly could. I mean, how long have you got to talk about Americans? I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. Most Americans that I've ever met in my life, and I've met quite a few, have been really lovely people. But I think the government of America needs to take a damn good look at itself and look at its policies and the way it does not respect, or it doesn't appear to respect, any other cultures, any other life forms, including, you know, aliens. And yeah. Anything else that's out there. I wouldn't like to be living on another planet and the first people to land would be Americans, you know? I mean, I'd see it run for my life, because everywhere, as far as I'm concerned, everywhere they touched has crumbled. It's a terrible legacy to have, I think, for a whole nation. But I'm not talking about the American people. I'm talking about the government, really.
Well, I just hope that if aliens land this year, they don't land in the Bible Belt. That'd be a shock for them, wouldn't it?
That would be interesting, I think.
Oh, dearie me. Now, I mean, the other thing, of course, is, just going back to the moon for a second, there was a Chinese mission that was supposed to be taking place either this year or next year, and they said that if this Chinese mission photographed the surface of the moon, they would be able to tell once and for all whether the Americans really went there, because the buggies that they used on the moon would still be there. Now, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because if they get up there before these expeditions from America, then just maybe we will get some proof.
Well, obviously, perhaps there's a race on, you know, to cover up or create something new. Conspiracy theories, I can talk about them all day long. I don't believe anything I read or see on television, news, reels. I don't, and if it's got anything American to do with it, I don't even bother watching it, because I think we've come to a place in our time where we really can't, really just legitimately, it's just my opinion, of course, but legitimately believe anything that's put out there. It's all propaganda, and I think if you sort of invert something or turn something on its head, then probably one would be nearer to the truth.
This is probably true. Okay, got another email coming for you from our old friend Sandra in Scotland. She says, hello Penny, hello Ross and Elizabeth. I think the object is something which normally moves, perhaps flies or dances, such as a bird or a ballerina.
Oh, thanks Sandra, hope you're okay.
Yeah, and I hope you had a good Christmas, Sandra. Good to hear from you. Good to see you back with us on the first live show of 2007. Now, the next subject I want to move on to is Egypt. Now, this absolutely intrigues me, Elizabeth. More and more things are being found in Egypt. That they reckon that something like 80% of the treasures of Egypt are still underneath the sands there, buried in time. Do you think that things like the Book of Knowledge and Keys of Enoch and things like this are going to unravel much, much more over the coming years?
I would have hoped so. I mean, there are texts being found all the time, particularly. I mean, I once visited some years ago the Dead Sea, and I was particularly intrigued by the concept of the Dead Sea Scrolls. As you know, I've studied religion, comparative religion, and I was really interested in the whole issue or the platform from which the New Testament was created. And, I mean, there's evidence to suggest, although it's been denied, obviously, by the structure of the Catholic Church, anyway, that it's not evident and it doesn't create any real form to say that the New Testament is incorrect or just a load of babble. I don't believe it is babble, but I think it's been cleverly created to interpret something with the knowledge that if people believed what was contained within those scriptures, then they would follow a certain path. Having said that, you know, the path of the church or any religion is basically a positive one. So that's not a bad thing. I'm not knocking Christians or the church or anything. But I think as more and more is unearthed, we have to to. Any educated person with half a brain needs to question where we get our basic tenets from and our teachings from. I don't believe those scriptures that we have used for ages now, i.e. the New Testament and some of the Old Testament. I don't believe they're accurate in historical terms, you know.
No, I'm with you on that one completely. We've got a message coming from Nita. She said, well said, Elizabeth, on the Americans. She agrees with you totally there, Elizabeth, on that one. And also, just while I'm on the subject of Egypt and the writings for the Bible, did any of you out there tape the Exodus program that was on Discovery recently? Because I'm desperately trying to see it, and normally Discovery repeat everything about 15 million times, and you might know. Now I've heard of something I want to watch, and I can't find it anywhere. Helen Livesey Jones, bless her, we were up with them over the New Year's weekend up there in Wales, and she told me all about the programme. She said it was fascinating. It unearthed real evidence with regards to some of the things that were supposed to have happened, especially with the parting of the Red Sea. So if anybody taped that programme, could you possibly get me a copy? Just drop me an email, let me know. I'll pay for the postage. Just let me know if you've got a VHS copy or something. Did you tape that programme? Because I'd love to see it. Now, Elizabeth, the Red Sea parting, what's your thoughts on that?
Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I mean, I've watched so many programs that one interesting theory on it was that it was a geological factor or something was in relation to the earth, so that it did actually happen, but it wasn't a miracle, or it wasn't created from one person controlling the sea. I would, you know, half of me, or a little part of me, or probably half, would want to believe that, strangely enough. And I think that's the child in me. And I think it's a wonderful thing to retain one's childlike tendencies, because I think what to lose everything, and perhaps you'll totally disagree with me on this one, Ross, but to lose everything that is pure leap of faith and belief in fairies, in fairy stories, in lovely endings, in miracles, I believe if you lose that totally and scientifically approach everything, you've lost something that is beautiful in a human being. I don't know. What's your take on that?
I tend to agree with you, actually. We all need something to believe in, and we love things like that. We love fairies, we love ghosts, we love miracles. And if there was nothing to believe in at all, it would get all a little bit mundane, I think. So I tend to go along with that. With regards to the Red Sea, I tend to agree with you also on that, because this Exodus program apparently showed it as a geographic happening, not a miracle at all, something that could have actually taken place. So it'll be interesting. I really do want to see that program. Now, I've got another email come in from Graham in Glastonbury, and he said, don't you think we should invite Elizabeth to the next spiritual fair? I know she would be quite busy, but what do you think? She might even appear on Net Talk Radio. How do you fancy that, Elizabeth? Do you fancy coming down and doing something at a spiritual fair in Glastonbury?
Thank you, Graham. I don't know. I'm rather a shy person. I may not appear so on radio, but if I could come and wear a veil of some sort, or completely immerse my body in a cloak, then perhaps I would. I'm very, very shy.
And the Muslims get away with it, so you might be able to.
Possible.
Can I say that on air and get away with it, Elizabeth? Do you reckon?
Well, try, you have.
This is true. Well, we'll let you know on that one, Graham, I think is the outcome. Let me just give Graham's fair another plug, if I may, Elizabeth. 27th of January, it's a Saturday. I'm one of the guests there. NetTalk are sponsoring the event. Along with me is Patricia Hubbleday, Rosalind Pope, Malcolm Robinson, Peter Knight, Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones from The Witchcraft Shop and from our own show, The Witching Hour. Shamanic Drumming and Journeying by Sarah Howcroft Lane. Live music on the stage from classical pianist Hans Koenig. Admission's just £3 with concessions at £2.50, accompanied under 14's free. It's open all day from 10 till 7 on the day, and you can get tickets right now. He's listening to the show, so I know he's by his phone on 07990 797979. That's 07990 797979. And if you didn't get the number, drop an email to Penny and she'll send it over to you. That's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Just very quickly, Elizabeth, before we go into the next break, what do you think 2007 holds for us all? I know you said earlier it's going to be a hard one, but do you think it's going to be a slightly downhill or uphill this year?
I think, you know, positive thinking. everything is moving forward in a positive manner. Having said that, I think the positive forward steps will be very difficult to accomplish. But I think we're moving towards a very positive time in the history of time.
I think you're right. Okay, my guest is Elizabeth. We're doing the ESPN telepathy test. If you think you know what it is that she's been thinking about, she's drawn a little picture. See if you can figure out what it is and let me know. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Get those in to me now. Say hello to Mrs. Email when you do, and we'll get you on the air. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. I'll be back with you right after this break.
Today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now that's weird. I spend my evenings on the above top secret forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to speed.
Keyboards, drum kits, guitars, PA equipment, digital pianos and amps. Want to buy them at the best price? Then visit tedturnermusic.co.uk. If you want to learn, repair or hire an instrument, we're on hand to help. Our customer helpline is available from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every weekday on 01823-660-788. tedturnermusic.co.uk. Good advice at a fair price.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
Yes, welcome back. We're just over halfway through the show. You're listening to the first live show for 2007 of Now That's Weird with me, Ross Hemsworth. There's some exciting news coming up. We're looking at going on to FM this year. We're already in negotiation with a couple of groups to actually go right across the UK on FM, as well as already internationally. We're on FM in America now and various other places. So some good news, and we'll keep you posted on that. They want us 5 nights a week, so they're looking at Sunday to Thursday. So in fact, Fridays will be the only night there's not a live show, but we'll let you know if that comes off and when, as soon as we have more news for you. So keep your fingers crossed on that. If you'd like to see Now That's Weird 5 nights a week, let me know. You might think it's too much. You might think 5 nights a week is too much. It'd water the program down a bit. Let me know your thoughts. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Now, with me, as usual, is Elizabeth. We're doing our ESP and telepathy test with her this evening. If you think you know what it is Elizabeth's been thinking about, she's got a little drawing diagram in front of her. See if you can work out what it is using your ESP and telepathy powers, and let me know at studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Now, Elizabeth, let's just go back to Egypt for a moment, if we may. There are many mysteries surrounding the pyramids and various things there, aren't there? Now, do you think that as they find more things over the next few years, that we're going to start to find more secrets about our own civilization, our own past? And do you believe that maybe the Egyptians were themselves an alien race?
I sway. Sometimes I think or believe the Egyptians were an alien race, and then other times I don't. I mean, obviously, in my younger days, I read all the books I could get my hands on, you know, Eric von Däniken and all those authors that were furrowing that particular path. I think it's a difficult question to answer, but I think the time will reveal all to us, and then we'll know. I mean, you know, if you go to Egypt, have you been to Egypt?
I haven't. I've always wanted to go, but because I suffer from a mild form of claustrophobia, I'd have a real problem going down those little narrow tunnels under the pyramids.
I didn't realise I was claustrophobic, or slightly claustrophobic, if you can be that, until I went to the pyramids of Giza, and then got into one of them, and of course the groups and loads of people, and you couldn't turn around and bolt out the door, and it was very difficult to get to the centre burial chamber.
However, having said that, I think once one's experienced being inside one of those pyramids, it's something that you would want to do, regardless of the difficulties of getting there, you know? It was an absolutely amazing feeling. And I actually then went on a course with some people and did some healing techniques and meditational techniques, and we used the pyramid structure to enhance our healing abilities and so on. And it was very, very interesting, you know, the results that we had from that. The pyramid structure, modelled down, obviously, because we were within a building, if you sit inside one and then practice any technique of any kind, the structure itself appears to enhance the effect of what you're trying to do. Whether, take healing, for example. If you're healing someone within a pyramid structure, it seems to be magnified, and I find that absolutely fascinating. I don't understand it, but I find it fascinating.
Mm. Well, there's a lot of Egyptian experts now that are believing that people weren't actually buried in the pyramids at all. They were buried in tunnels underneath. I was talking to Alan Alford, Egyptologist, last year at the Forbidden Knowledge Conference, and he came on to Now That's Weird and was talking about it. And he believes that many of the pharaohs are actually buried still and under the deserts and not in the pyramids at all.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, who knows? You know, that's something about today's life, and it really is how we started the program this evening. There's so much information available now, and so much writing. There's the web, of course, and there's programs like yours. And it's a very positive thing, I feel, but I also feel that too much information is very confusing. And I think you get to the point, I don't know about you, but I certainly, within my life, on two major occasions, got to the point where I think I've immersed myself in too much information, you know? And you become drained. And you find yourself questioning, well, I've read that, and is that right, or is he right? And then, but, you know, it's, what is the truth? I've thought about the word the truth so often and for so long. It's a wonder I'm not crazy. Maybe I am. But what is the truth? Will we ever know the truth? Because as time progresses, there come along other evidence which is unearthed, and other people's beliefs, other people's take on things. And the picture changes so frequently, doesn't it? Mm. I don't know that we'll ever come to know the complete truth of anything, do you?
No, I think you're right. And I just got an MSN message popped up from Nita Grant, who's my guest in the third hour of the show, and she says they're not actually allowing people into the pyramids anymore.
Oh, gosh, is that so?
I didn't know that, but apparently that's what she's saying, and that would be a terrible thing, wouldn't it, that people can't actually access and look around anymore. And there's so many other mysteries as well. I've been told by various different people who have spoken to me under my my hat of Phantom or Fraud Project, saying that there are mysterious walls that seem not to be walls, that you can actually walk through, that are actually illusions inside, especially the Sphinx, and that's quite amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. I mean, I've been to the Sphinx, but I wasn't aware of that. But, you know, I think you're touching on the issue there of, the basic practice of many Eastern philosophers, where one becomes so immersed and practiced and fluent in within the practice of yoga that, yoga, you know, is the basic you strive to attain is the not self. You try to get rid of yourself, you know, in your mind. Mm. And I've read a lot of books and so on, and done some research on that very practice. People like the masters of the East allegedly are able to take that to such a degree that they do become themselves invisible and can move from one point to another without actually moving physically.
It's amazing. I've got to stop you there, Elizabeth, because we need to go to another break, but we'll come back on that because that's quite an amazing point. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird.
Now That's Weird.
Get interactive. Call us now on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. You can also text 85010, type the word studio, leave a space, then your message.
So then, what program do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal program.
Yeah, I know.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal is has a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. Have you ever been fascinated by druidism, paganism, witchcraft, or Wicca? If so, you should listen to The Witching Hour with Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones, owners of The Witchcraft Shop in Glastonbury. Live each week from midnight from Thursday, December 7th, straight after Wednesday night's repeat of Now That's Weird, here on NetTalk Radio. From the weather to what's on, dentists to doctors, shopping to sports, barnstabletowncentre.co.uk. Click on for community content. Keyboards, drum kits, guitars, PA equipment, digital pianos and amps. Want to buy them at the best price? Then visit tedturnermusic.co.uk. If you want to learn, repair or hire an instrument, we're on hand to help. Our customer helpline is available from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every weekday on 01823 660788. tedturnermusic.co.uk. Good advice at a fair price.
You've heard the legends. You've seen it in the news headlines. Now, the disease is spreading. Your worst fears are about to be realized. Coming soon to a street near you. School holidays.
Now that's weird.
Zoinks, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird.
Yes, welcome back to the show. We're in the second hour with my guest, Elizabeth. Just before we return to Elizabeth, I must just tell you about a T-shirt I saw over Christmas, which I thought was really good. It said on it, "I'm not fat, I just carry a huge amount of thermal insulation." I thought, I like that. I'm always told that I'm very warm and cuddly, and I'm like central heating for Penny. When she's feeling cold, she snuggles up to me and she says, "I'm always warm." And, you know, I walk around in the winter with a T-shirt on because I'm always warm. So I think that's true. A lot of thermal insulation. Now, Elizabeth, we were talking before the break there about yoga and meditation and some of the things that the Tibetans and whatever used to do. Is it really possible to make yourself invisible, do you think?
Do I think?
Mm.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's something that comes to very many of us, because I believe it takes a particular type of person to be able to hone their person, if you like, into that state. But yes, I do actually believe in that. I totally believe in it.
And before the break there, we were talking about Nita's message she sent across, saying that when you're not allowed in the pyramids anymore when you get to Egypt. Now, I made the point in the break of saying to her, well, surely that would mean a reduction in tourist income for Egypt, which could cause a rapid rethink. And she's just come back and she said, yes, but that's why they're not publicising it. Now, if that's the case, I don't know about you, Elizabeth, but if I paid for a holiday in Egypt and paid for all the costs to go out there and see the pyramids, only to be told when I got there that I couldn't access them, I'd go stark raving mad. Wouldn't you?
Of course, yeah, you'd demand your money back, wouldn't you? Mm. Yeah, I think that's really sad news. I had no idea of that. I mean, it was some years ago that I visited there. But you could see then, though, that the traffic, the human traffic, was taking a toll on the structures, you know?
Mm.
So, well, hey, I guess maybe they've had to do it. Or have they done it because of, perhaps it's combined, you know, with damage to the property and also combined with safety for people whilst they're there? I'm not sure.
Mm, maybe. I can understand why they would worry about the structures themselves, because obviously it's their heritage and they want to protect it. But do they really have the right to shut people out of history?
Well, I don't know. I'm the wrong person person to ask, I would think that you have to have a responsibility towards your heritage and you have to take care of it. Having said that, there's no point in making sure something remains if no one can share the beauty of it. So there's maybe we should have some sort of TV portrayal of it, or perhaps they should have cameras out in the desert, you know, and show them on big TV screens the inside. I don't know.
Maybe you're right. Well, I suppose when you look at places like Stonehenge, I mean, unless you're a special group that have permission, even now you can only walk around the outside of Stonehenge. You can't walk into the centre if you're on a general daily visit, can you?
No, you can't. And if the reason for that is due to the protection of the actual structures themselves, then I think that's quite plausible. I mean, if it's for any other reason, then it's just rubbish, isn't it? But if it is to protect the structures, then yes. I think probably as time goes on, you know, we're going to have to think about these issues very carefully as a human race, because time makes things older and older things become more delicate. And one would imagine that most of the human race would want to see the wonders as they were known years ago, the wonders of the world. So maybe we need to use our technology to put it to more, well, better use than arms and bombs and things. You know, design some big TV screens and get them up so that you can see them. Go there into the desert, have the atmosphere, and see them without going inside, you know?
This is true. Okay, I got another email from you. It's Graham again from Glastonbury. He says, "Hi Penny, does Elizabeth think it's not strange that we are all more interested in the past than we are in our future? Is it not called fear of the future, especially in regard to overpopulation, migrations and climate changes?"
Thanks Graham. Do I think it's strange? No, I don't, I'm not more interested in the past than the future. I have, strangely enough, this is weird, but I had some surgery some years ago and died on the table, and it was absolutely wonderful. So I don't think about the future. I'm very selfish. I don't think about the future in terms of what's going to happen to us, because I actually personally believe that we're all going to be okay. You know, regardless of global warming, et cetera, something's going to happen that's going to save us from all of it.
Well, it's interesting because Nita's just made the point on MSN here, and again, Nita Grant joining me in the third hour this evening, so you can question her on this if you wish. She says, "Why do we have the right to ruin the pyramids for future generations for the sake of a few tourists who want to see some pretty art but not understand what it means?" What do you think of that, Elizabeth?
Agree with Anita. I mean, why? but you know, in all things, we've got to really ask those questions, haven't we? And then get a solution for those questions. And maybe, you know, that point she's raising is, for me, it points to education. You know, I despair of our educational standards in the UK, because those are the only ones that I'm aware of. At the moment, I think they're terrible, and I think we need to educate people, not just in, you know, whatever the usual subject matters are, but on a more universal level, you know? Bring in psychic awareness, bring in religion, and look at other cultures. Let's get people's brains working. We only use about, I don't know, 5% of our brains. It's about time we realise what machines we are, you know, and the potential within us all, and get people to look at that and to say, well, let's start using it.
I agree with you. We've got to stop there because we need to take another break. We'll be back with Elizabeth telling us what it is she's been thinking about right after this.
Let's take a break from the show for a minute. This is Clyde J. Kale, and I got a tip for you. These days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something with friends and family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. It's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen, pass keyboard and mouse control, and even draw and highlight on the screen. Low, flat-fee pricing lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need, instead of worrying about that minute-to-minute cost. The ability to host online meetings is an absolute must for business in today's world. So give it a try. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. Try GoToMeeting free today.
No more boxes of out-of-date brochures. Just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio? If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quailing, and don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show, Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum, making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back to the show. Okay, it's reveal time. Just before Elizabeth reveals to us what it is she's been thinking about today, if you haven't listened to the show before, I have no idea, and nor has Penny. Elizabeth doesn't tell us before the show, and we like to take part in this and have a go ourselves as well. And I actually think that Graham Robertson was not too far out tonight. My own view is it is something very sort of heart-shaped, but it might be something like from a pack of cards, like a spade or something like that, I don't know, but something sort of heartish shape. So let's see if I'm right. Right. Elizabeth, what was it you were thinking about?
Well, you're not going to believe this, and I'm sure Graham's not going to believe it, but it's two hearts. There's a heart, and there's another heart just showing behind. It looks almost like a flower or a crocus, but it's not. It was meant to be two hearts.
Fantastic. How about that then? Graham, well done, and a little well done for me as well, Irvin.
I think so, yeah.
People will believe it's a fix, you know. They won't believe that we do this live like this. They'll think we discuss it.
Well, really, can't they? Because we're not going to be able to prove it, but we know in our hearts that we're... Oh, get it? That's fun. We know in our hearts that we're honest.
Exactly, exactly. And it's part of the fun. It would spoil it for me if I knew beforehand. And I got told off for last year saying my guest too early in the programme, and then other people were going along with what I was saying. So I always leave it to the last minute now to put mine forward. But I was definitely seeing, as Graham said that, I was actually seeing the heart, and I thought, I think he's right. And there was just a really strong feeling in my inner self, if you like, that it was a heart.
Vision's flowing.
There you go, you see. Well, that gets us off to a good start in 2007. Two correct answers straight away. That's not bad. See if we can better it next week, shall we?
Well, let's try. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Now, just before you go, Elizabeth, got to run through a few things. Tell us about what Haunting Breaks are up to in 2007.
Gosh, Haunting Breaks. They're creating more venues across the UK. And they're actually going into the North American market. So they're creating tours, which are based on a paranormal theme and include, you know, looking for ghosts, exercises in communication with spirits. But it also includes sort of trips out to maybe a castle or a haunted mansion and some tours. And those are coming through in 2007. Let's hope they'll be, you know, quite strong. The Americans seem very, very interested in the subject matter, and we've been advised to market to the Americans in particular for the tours, and that's what they're doing.
Well, let's hope that goes well for you, because I know it was a difficult year in 2006, but it'd be good to see you really back on the map in 2007, and any help we can give you here on the show, you know we always will. So fingers crossed for that for you. Hope it goes well. And I take it you'll be with us for next Friday.
I believe so, unless God's got some other thoughts for me. But yes, as long as I'm breathing, I'll be here.
Fantastic. We look forward to it. Elizabeth, thanks for joining me on the show this evening. It's always a pleasure talking to you. We'll speak to you in a week's time.
Pleasure's mine.
Cheers, Neil. Bye-bye. That's Elizabeth there, our regular guest in hour two of the programme, and she'll be back with us, as she said, next week with some more ESP and telepathy tests and some more general discussion about the paranormal and all things weird. Now, if you've not listened to Now That's Weird before and you're a new listener, welcome. It's always nice to have you on board. The way it works, we have three different guests over the 3 hours, and if you've just tuned in, you missed Ruth Vidente, internationally known clairvoyant and medium, in hour one, and of course Elizabeth in hour two. Coming up in hour three is Nita Grant, no stranger to the show. She's been on a few times before, always interesting, and after the news we're going to be talking to her about all things weird, aliens, UFOs, sex with aliens, yes, we're going to go there, we're going to touch on that again, and of course ghosts, the paranormal and poltergeist. So any questions you've got for Nita, studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. So I'm going back into a bit of TV this year, so I've got a couple of DVDs that I'm bringing out through Reality Entertainment, and just to give you a little foresight of what's going on, the first one is going to be the ultimate debate about orbs. Are they dust and moisture, or out-of-focus points of light caught by cameras, or are they really the spirits of the dead? Yes, it's coming out on DVD, What is an Orb? Earlier this year, out in the spring on Reality Entertainment Video and DVD, so make sure you keep an eye on the website for details of that. I'm also going to be doing another one as well about Rosslyn and some of the mysteries that I uncovered on a recent trip to Rosslyn and Rosslyn Glen. So we're going to be doing that as well. So lots coming for you on DVD from the old Hemsworth chap. So keep an eye on the website, phantomorfraud.org, telling you all about that as soon as we have release dates. And both of those through Reality Entertainment. Don't forget, next Saturday we're going to be broadcasting a live gig. It's called The Big Gig. It's from Glastonbury, from the King Arthur pub, featuring Elfin Spiral and Soul Park. So that's good. And also, if you listen to South Street Live, our programme where we do live music on a Sunday night, we've tied up with Joss Stone's mum. Joss Stone, of course, well-known singer. Her mother has just launched Mama Stones, an agency developing new talent. And we're going to be featuring some of those on South Street Live in 2007. Stay tuned. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird. We'll be back in Hour 3 with Nita Grant.
That's weird.